Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Jane Steinberg.
I ask the mysterious conversations from Tim Swartz. You're not a witch, are you, Tim?
No. Well, no.
You follow what I was saying, Robert, though, about modern-day witchcraft?
Yeah, well, there are women in Mexico who practice curanderismo, which is folk medicine and spells and things like that to heal people. And there are modern-day witches who are considering themselves black witches and white witches. And, in fact, I did a show about two towns in northern Mexico who are vying for the title of the witchiest towns in Mexico. There's always something. It's really interesting about Mexico. There's something that will happen or some paranormal thing that goes on, and then people get together and they say, how can we make money on this? How can we draw people in and, you know, tell the world and bring people in and bring money and people to our town? It's really interesting. So, yeah, there's a rivalry between these two towns in northern Mexico about which town is the witchiest, because there are practicing witches in these towns. And they can do good magic and bad magic.
I get the impression, though, that with a lot of these entities that people have referred to as witches, that they're more of a, like, rather than being a human that practices witchcraft, it's more of a supernatural entity, almost like a skinwalker here in the United States.
Right. Now, that one of the witches I alluded to that had the long, complicated name, Tlahuelpuchi, that only exists in the rural areas of a small state in Mexico called Tlaxcala. Now, in the 1950s, there was some government employee in the capital city that was looking at death certificates of babies. And for cause of death, on a lot of these death certificates, it said chupado por la bruja, which means sucked by a witch. So they were listing the cause of death as being, you know, their blood being sucked by a witch, and that's why their baby died. And so this guy in Tlaxcala City told his superiors, look, on these death certificates, they're filling them out in these little tiny villages, and they're filling them out saying, you know, sucked by a witch. And so what is this? So they sent investigators, and that's when people, you know, in modern times became aware of this Tlahuelpuchi. Now, Tlahuelpuchi is someone who shapeshifts, a woman who shapeshifts into a creature. And what happens is, what they will do was, okay, they'll take off a leg or an arm, and I don't know why they do this, but this is common in a lot of stories. They'll take off a body part and then transform into something, an animal, even into a fly that could go through the keyhole or a crack in a window so they can get access to the baby's room and then transform themselves back into human form again, or the form of another creature, so they can suck the blood out of the baby and then change back again, let's say back into a fly, fly out the keyhole, fly home, and then go by their body part that they've taken off and turn into human, put the body part back, and then they're good to go as a normal member of society. But that case of the Tlahuelpuchi, that's an ancient, ancient, ancient story that only saw the light of day of modern times because of some government worker in reviewing death certificates. So I thought that was kind of interesting.
I love the similarities between these stories, you know, that we've been talking about today in Mexico, and then you can find almost practically the same kind of stories all around the world. I mean, the names of the beings involved may be different, but the way that they act and, you know, their modus operandi tends to be the same as well. You telling that story reminds me of a lot of the supernatural entities from, say, like Thailand and Malaysia that involve creatures usually, you know, looking like women who can, like, pull their heads off and fly around with their organs dangling underneath in search of newborn babies to suck their bloods. So it's fascinating how these old tales have managed to spread themselves all over the planet.
Yeah, that's really interesting, and I wonder if some of it is a coping mechanism for infant death. You know, let's say you have a crib death. What, how are you going to explain it? You know, well, it's got to be the witch came and visited the baby at night. So maybe
therefore you can't consider the possibility of a natural death, which happens, unfortunately, too often. It has to have some outside force.
Right. And maybe that gives comfort to people. I don't know.
Well, it's like the changeling stories from Great Britain and places around there of, the elves and fairies would sneak in and steal your baby and leave one that was either very old or sick in its place. And so people that gave them an excuse, basically, well, my baby is sick and dying. It's not my baby, it's a changeling.
Speaking of changelings, of course, one obvious type of changeling is the werewolf. And you have an article about that, Robert. Tell us more.
Well, there were sightings of a traditional werewolf in a town called Coita. And that was happening in early 2020. And people were seeing traditional werewolves, which do not exist in Mexican folklore. There is something similar to a werewolf called a Nahual, which is more of a shapeshifter, and that goes back thousands and thousands of years. No one knows. Nahuals have been in art in ancient Mexico for well over 2,000 to 3,000 years. But in this modern werewolf story happened right around the beginning of the pandemic. And some people, some psychologists were saying that this whole town was exhibiting some sort of mass hysteria because of the uncertainty around the pandemic. But there was some physical evidence, if you want to call it that, tracks and roof tiles that were disrupted when, you know, after people saw the creature jump on the roof and things like that. But the whole town was in a different sort of lockdown because they were afraid to leave their homes because of seeing this creature. Well, was it a form of mass psychosis? Who knows? Some people, like I said, think that it was connected to the pandemic and all the uncertainty. But was it a real creature? Was it a Nahual? People claim, though, that it was your typical European classic werewolf. So, yeah, that was a very interesting show to research, for sure.
Yes, I wonder about our fascination with werewolves. In fact, I'm going to quote the lyrics from a song, just a few of them, so they don't capture us with copyright infringement. Something really, really fun about werewolves not too many years ago. Robert Bitto, Gene Steinberg, Tim Swartz. No howling, please. You're in
the Paracast.
Do you need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on the special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there's The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, Rockoids.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
Now, when we think of werewolves, of course, we think of Lon Chaney Jr. in The Wolfman, 1941. And then there's this lyric of a song. Speaking of that, well, I saw Lon Chaney walking with the Queen doing the Werewolves of London. I saw Lon Chaney Jr. walking with the Queen doing the Werewolves of London. I saw a werewolf drinking a pina colada at Trader Vic's. His hair was perfect. I gotta think that when Warren Zevon wrote this, he was doing it on the fly, putting that up together. It reads like that, that he was just kind of riffing.
It sounds interesting.
You never heard the tune Werewolves of London by Warren Zevon?
It's like 40 years old, right? Early 80s or late 70s? I think I've heard of it, yeah.
Yeah, and it was 1978 from an album called Excitable Boy. But this was, I understand, the only real hit he had. He wrote songs for other people. But this here, there's a video on YouTube where he does it. And you got to watch this. It's wild.
Ooh, we'll have to look
it up. The group that backs him up is just fabulous. Werewolves of London. Oh, well, there's a movie, by the way, called The Werewolf of London back in the 30s, where this guy is bitten by a werewolf, played by the guy who played Charlie Chan in the movies. That's too far back and too obscure for anyone to care about. Werewolves. What do you think? What's your take about people thinking they saw a werewolf?
Well, you know, I think it goes back to something primordial in our own minds, in our collective unconscious, because humans don't have a lot of predators, but we Europeans specifically had to worry about wolves. That's something we don't think about now, but maybe it's something that's part of our DNA, so to speak. And so the whole idea of werewolves, you know, we don't see wolves anymore, so people turning into them, that's a pretty scary thing that is part of us somehow. I don't know. Our only real predator. So, I don't know. But in Mexico, they have a creature called a Nahual. Now, Carlos Castaneda and other people in, like, New Age philosophy, they take that Nahual and they do something different with it. And they, you know, make it more esoteric, that it's a part of your personality or something. But in ancient Mexico, and a lot of modern people still believe in this, a Nahual is a shapeshifter, a sorcerer who turns into a snarling, half feline, half dog-like creature. So there's still that there going on. You know, people believe in that, and people are citing them all the time. And I think the earliest depiction of a Nahual goes back to the Olmecs, and it may be 3,000 years old that there is a carving of one, or several carvings of them. But it's very entrenched in Mexican culture.
When you talk about werewolves and shapeshifting, I think of the TV show True Blood. Do you remember that?
True Blood. Was that in the 80s, like mid-80s? No. I don't know. Sorry. Not a big TV guy.
You're not a big TV guy. Well,
sorry.
That's okay. It was an HBO series.
Okay.
And it was on from 2008 to 2014.
Oh. I didn't even own a TV then. Sorry. I haven't owned a TV since 2007, so yeah.
Plus, you had to have HBO for it. You know, you couldn't just get a regular TV set and turn it on and watch True Blood. It had to be HBO, so you had to pay extra. Of course, HBO now is called Max.
Max.
And if you're going to call it Max, maybe call it Fred. Call it Sheldon. Why Max? Hey, my name is Mac. No, we don't want to do that. We definitely do not want to talk about Max. What we do want to talk about here, though, Robert, is Batman of the Maya. And I say this in advance of the release of the movie The Flash, where Flash tries to go back in time, and he meets two different versions of Batman, one played by Ben Affleck, the other played by Michael Keaton, the guy who said, I'm Batman, but I can't do it the way Michael Keaton can. So tell us about the Batman.
Well, it's the Commissars, and for some reason, well, I guess because a lot of Mexican Americans in the United States are rediscovering their heritage, this is becoming more and more popular online, this bat creature. It's an old bat god from the Maya, and it's involved in the creation story of the world, where the two hero twins who were at the very start of creation, they had to do battle with this god and his minions when they were in the underworld. Yeah, this bat god goes way back, but we don't know a whole lot about him. We know some about him in the Popol Vuh, which was written in colonial times, well after the Maya collapse. The classic Maya collapse happened around 900 AD. And so we see this bat god in art, and we see him described in some texts, but we don't know a whole lot about him. Although he's becoming very, very popular, like I said, among young Mexican Americans who think it's cool. And there was even an art exhibition dedicated to this god that produced some interesting art. I have a lot of photographs of that on my website connected with his story. Yeah, bats were sacred from what we can tell. They lived in caves. Caves were sacred places, caves and cenotes. Cenotes are this big, gigantic sinkholes that are in the northern Yucatan that supplied most of the fresh water because there are no running, you know, rivers or streams in this limestone landscape. So bats were considered to be somewhat sacred because they lived in these sacred spaces and they were part of the mythology.
When I think of bats, though, I think of Batman, but just a trivial point. Batman was actually influenced by the Shadow. All right? Masked Avenger, who tries to solve crime. But nobody cares about that stuff.
I see in your bio you call yourself a superhero, so it's important to you.
Well, I am not a superhero. I just play one.
Okay, good enough.
I just play one. But unfortunately, a lot of the superhero movies and shows have become so crazy and so ridiculous in the efforts to have greater and greater special effects, they've lost the story. If the best superhero show right now or movie is the TV series Superman and Lois, because it is so incredibly realistic that if Superman was a real person and he really married Lois Lane, he really had kids with her, how would he be in our current civilization? Some real realistic stuff there, Superman and Lois. We've got more to come with Robert. Tim and Jean, you're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling 3-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on 3-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. Over 37 million people traveling on America's highways this holiday weekend. That's up 6% from last Memorial Day. And AAA says it's partly because of cheaper gas. As of Friday, the national average for a gallon of regular was $3.57. The House voting Wednesday on a deal to raise the debt ceiling. Republicans in the White House have reached an agreement to raise the federal debt ceiling so the U.S. could avoid default. Three people are dead. At least five are injured. injured following a shooting at a New Mexico biker rally. Shots reported last night outside a saloon in Red River, which is about 60 miles south of the Colorado state line. Texas lawmakers have impeached Attorney General Ken Paxton. Paxton now suspended from office pending a Senate trial. Corey Myers, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, it's Grant Cameron from PresidentialUFO.com. You're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
That is not Tim Swartz doing his famous Gabby Hayes imitation. Do you even know, Tim, who Gabby Hayes was?
Well, of course I do. Oh, yeah,
I don't know who it is. Who is that?
He was the ultimate sidekick to Western stars of the 30s and 40s. A guy named George Hayes, nicknamed Gabby, and I understand his way of speech was because he had false teeth, and he'd take them out before he did his role.
Did he play like some stereotypical prospector types? I think I might be familiar with him.
George Gabby Hayes. He lived from 1885 to 1969, and he played in all these Western movies and TV shows, but actually, he was from New York.
That's funny.
Wasn't he in some of the, like, Roy Rogers movies?
I'm going to look that up, but there's a picture of him if you go to his Wikipedia. And he appeared with a lot of them. He appeared in movies with John Wayne, Randolph Scott, Wild Bill Elliott, I'm taking a look here. He appeared with Gene Autry and Roy Rogers.
Okay, yeah, that's what I was thinking.
So it was a lot of the movies from the 30s and 40s through 50, 1950, early 50s, Gabby Hayes. Oh, well. I don't know how we get into that. Let's get into more wacky, wild, paranormal stuff and less of the pop culture here. Gigantic dogs of good and evil. I mean, since we're talking about giants, gigantic dogs of good and evil. Tell us more.
Well, they're called cadejos. And then that word comes from cadena, which means chain, because these dogs often appear with, like, chain links around their necks. And this whole phenomenon goes from the tropical areas of Mexico down into Central America. I think there's even a beer in Honduras called Cadejos. And it's an interesting thing that happens if you see a white dog, and they're gigantic dogs, like almost like the size of a horse. So if you see one of them that's white, then good things are going to happen to you. If you see one that's black, then bad things are going to happen to you. So pretty simple, straightforward legend. And they are often depicted fighting each other. So sometimes you may see them fighting each other. And they often appear after you've been drinking a lot. That's another thing. And that's supposed to, you know, especially the black ones appear when you've been drinking too much. And that's, you know, a cautionary tale not to go get drunk. It's a pretty basic legend.
Right, but the assumption might be that because you're drinking too much, you're seeing things.
Right, that too, yes.
Although I wonder, really, how often people hallucinate when they're drunk. I've thought of, you know, psychedelics and things like that.
Right, yeah, you know, you hear about that, you see that on, you know, TV and movies and stuff, but come to think of it, I don't think I've ever heard of anybody hallucinating under the influence of alcohol. I don't know.
Let's go to the Aztec monsters.
Well, there are quite a few. My second book was called Mexican Monsters, and like I said at the beginning, I have a coloring book that goes along with that because I thought, you know, it'd be neat to have illustrations for these creatures. So the Aztecs, they took over central Mexico in the 1300s. They were interlopers, and they developed this massive empire. And they had a lot of different mythological creatures that they believed in. One of the main ones, we'll just pick one, the Ahuizot. And the Ahuizot is Mexico's version of the Loch Ness Monster. It's a lake creature that supposedly lived in Lake Texcoco. Lake Texcoco now is pretty much all gone, gobbled up by the Mexico City metropolitan area. The Spanish started to drain the lake decades after the conquest. The Aztecs built their capital city on an island in the middle of the lake, and there were reports of this creature going back hundreds and hundreds of years, even before the Aztecs got there. And it's a, some people think that it's an extinct gigantic otter that is a holdover from the Ice Age. And when the lake was drained by the Spanish, the gigantic otter lost its territory and lost its habitat and then became extinct. But it would capsize ships, it would pull people under the water, and it was considered a magical, powerful being. And the uncle of Montezuma, the emperor who met the conquistadors, his uncle, his name was Ahuizot. He took his name from this mythical creature that lived in the lake because it was a powerful creature, and that became his sort of spirit animal. And arguably, he was the strongest and most powerful Aztec leader there ever was. He expanded the empire far north, far south, doubled its land area, was pretty ruthless. So he kind of lived up to the name. And there are a number of other monsters we can go into. Gosh, where could we go from here?
Well, you know what? Drop me another monster for this segment, and then in our next segment and possibly our premium show, we'll cover some more monsters. Lay another one on me, but not physically.
Well, let's see. We talked about the Chineke. We talked about Nahualis. Let's see. What other monster could I talk? Ixpuxteki. He was a giant, and he would sometimes show up to fiestas, celebrations of you know, normal people. And he's depicted as this hideous kind of giant, like not hideous, kind of goofy giant with a club. And he would come to the fiestas and people would say, okay, he's here. Well, what can we do to make him happy? And they would let him join into dances. And if you did make him angry, if you didn't appease him, he would thrash about and cause destruction to your village. So if he ever showed up, you had to do everything you could to make him happy and make him feel included, or else you would get destruction. But sometimes he would destroy things because he was a big klutz. He was a big lumbering creature. When he would dance, for example, he would twirl around and maybe step on people. But you couldn't really do anything about it. You had to appease this guy. And he would just appear and then disappear. So there's another monster for you.
It almost sounds like the monster is phasing in from another dimension.
Yeah, you know, a lot of these monster stories, or these stories of creatures, they do just appear, and then they disappear. They phase in and phase out. So maybe there is something to Bigfoot being one of a creature like that, because we have a lot of stories in Mexico of creatures, of beings that are like that, where they phase in and phase out. They'll disappear.
Definitely want to get into that, because a common theory about creatures like Bigfoot is, oh, well, it's a missing link, or it's a subspecies that's dying off. We get calling for monsters. I don't want to say it that way. More monster stuff with Robert, Gene, and Tim. I will never do that imitation again for the rest of my life. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hey, listeners, I want you to have the entire Paracast experience. So I'd like to tell you about After the Paracast. After the Paracast is an exclusive feature for subscribers to the Paracast Plus. With After the Paracast, you never know what's going to happen next. After the Paracast features color commentary, special interviews, and further conversations with Paracast guests. With Paracast Plus, you can download a very special enhanced version of the Paracast also. We do offer exclusive music, videos, and more features are coming. To get more info about subscribing, please visit theparacast.plus. Once again, theparacast.plus. Prices are just $1.50 a week, less than a cup of coffee at your local convenience store. Check out theparacast.plus to learn more about Paracast Plus.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
This is me, the Merciless. You are listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio, exactly according to my plan.
We don't want to do that, do we? Anyway, more monster stuff with Robert, Gene, and Tim. Robert, give me another monster story.
Okay, let's see. You know what we haven't talked about is the chupacabras. And maybe that's
yes,
been talked
kind
about.
Of an ultimate monster.
You know, that's a modern monster. It only popped up in the mid-90s. It originally was from Puerto Rico. And some people think that it's always been there, but now, because it became more talked about in the 1990s, that it gave permission for people to talk about it. The reports from Puerto Rico came out, like I said, in the mid-90s, and then this talk show sensation, the Oprah Winfrey of Latin America named Christina, who was broadcasting out of Miami, she was Cuban American. Her show is carried in all the Latin American countries. She's very popular. I'm not sure she's still broadcasting now. She may have retired in the past few years. But when she brought that up, then everyone throughout Latin America listening to her then became educated on this creature. And then it seemed like people in Mexico started to see this creature and talk about it. And like I said, I don't know if that means that the show, the talk show talking about it, gave people permission now to discuss this, or if this is some sort of tulpa effect, some sort of mass psychosis where people were creating thought forms, who knows? But this whole chupacabra phenomenon has died out. It's almost non-existent now in Mexico. It came out of nowhere, and then now it's gone.
That is interesting here. Do you think it was just some kind of hype that finally outlives its usefulness?
People will hear something and then get it in their minds that it exists or whatever, and then mistake other things for whatever they're thinking about. That could be part of it too. They could have seen a large coyote or whatever and then say, oh, that's it. That's there it is. Who knows? We don't know if, you know, if you believe in thought forms, your thoughts creating an actual physical thing, or the image of something that other people can see, could be something along those lines. Who knows?
Well, you talked earlier about Carl Jung's collective unconscious. There's an active theory that we all create, as part of our culture, UFOs and other strange phenomena.
Mm-hmm. Right, and the more you talk about it, the more these things are created. That goes back to, I had mentioned the word tulpa in its Tibetan, you can just sit, and if you concentrate long enough over a long period of time, you can actually manifest this thought form. And Philip K. Dick, the science fiction author, he lived here in Southern California, and he had one of those all-access passes to Disneyland. We can buy those here where we can go every day to Disneyland.
That costs, about $50,000 now to do that?
I have no idea. But he was going to Disneyland, and he was sitting at a cafe, and people asked him, why are you sitting there every day, you know, in this kind of like trance-like state? And then he said he was trying to create a tulpa, and then someone joked and said, what tulpa are you creating, Mickey Mouse? And he goes, no, Walt. I don't know if he was successful. I think he passed away shortly after that, so I don't think he got to see Walt.
No, he was busy writing the story that became Total Recall.
Right.
Let's look at more monster stuff here.
Okay, well, here's another ancient one for you. It's called the Tlanchana. It was interesting because I learned about this on buying trips when I went down there in the early days of my business. I would go to towns where they would make nativity sets, and there was always a mermaid with a guitar in the nativity set. And I was, what is this? Why are you putting a mermaid with a guitar in a nativity set right next to, you know, the baby Jesus in a manger? And people said, oh, that's the Tlanchana. Like, what is that? So the Tlanchana is an ancient snake woman deity, or, I don't know, spirit, who lives in bodies of water, mostly lakes, but also can be in rivers in southern and central Mexico. And I believe the name Tlanchana is from the Nahuatl language. But she was originally a snake woman, and when mermaid mythology came with the Spanish, she kind of morphed into a mermaid. But the original Tlanchana lures men into the water and then kills them. So, like a siren, you know, tempting them.
Well, of course, at the end of the movie Splash with Tom Hanks, that's where he, in order to save himself and his girlfriend, he has to basically go into the water and pray that he's not going to drown. With Daryl Hannah, of course, as the mermaid. I was thinking, though, a mermaid with a guitar, is that something where we get a new musical genre called mermaid rock? We've heard of crocodile rock, so why not mermaid rock?
Yeah. I mean, it's really interesting. In modern times, she's always with a guitar. There's even a fountain in the middle of one of the towns that I've been to for buying trips. I can't remember the town, but there's a fountain in the center of the town where it's a mermaid with a guitar, and that's the Tlanchana. Yeah, she sings her song, lures men into the water. It's very similar to the modern, you know, Western European mermaid story, but like I said, originally she was a snake, a half water snake and half woman. But still the temptation was there.
Well, so, there's also the Pied Piper element where people are lured into the water to drown.
Mm-hmm.
Or the sirens from Greek mythology.
Right. Yeah. It's the same thing. And why is that? What is that? What does it all mean? I mean, I don't get it, but it's interesting that there's so many similarities.
Certainly, we can go on forever, and we will with the After the Paracast podcast, exploring this and maybe the reasoning behind the legends. Okay, Robert Bitto, tell our listeners, if they want to know more about the things you do, about the unexplained paranormal phenomena in Mexico, where can they check you out?
The best place to start would be MexicoUnexplained.com, and you can also go to YouTube of the same name, Mexico Unexplained, and I'm on all the social media, Twitter, Instagram, you know, all of that stuff, Facebook. So there are a lot of ways to connect with me, and I love, love, love connecting with the listeners and the readers, because there's always more information that I can get from people, and some of my best material comes from the audience.
You can find us on Twitter, while there is a Twitter, and that's a pretty crazy place these days. And if
yes.
Elon Musk doesn't throw us off, check out the Paracast. Check us out on Facebook. Go to the Paracast Fan Club or the Paracast Group or whatever it is called. They will not let us put the URL, theparacast.com, there, nor I understand will Tim Swartz be able to put conspiracyjournal.com on there, right?
Nope. Can't put it on.
Weird people. I think they want to be paid for ads or something. There may be something like that that we have to explore. In the meantime, we also offer branded merchandise with official Paracast logos at theparacast.shop and theparacast.store. Same place, different address, whichever you like, theparacast.shop, theparacast.store. And don't forget theparacast.plus, where you get this show without the network ads, better audio, plus the exclusive after the Paracast podcast, where guests sometimes continue, as Robert Bitto will be doing in this weekend's edition. You can check it out at theparacast.plus and get this. Use the coupon code UFO20, and you can get the 5-year or lifetime subscriptions 20% off the Paracast.plus. Robert Bitto, thanks for joining us on the Paracast.
Thanks for having me.
The Paracast, featuring Gene Steinberg, is a copyrighted presentation of Making the Impossible, Incorporated. Tune in next week for a new adventure in the Paracast.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.